What's going on, y'all? This is the Block Report Podcast. I'm your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And yes, it's been a while since our last upload, and there's been a lot going on. Of course, as usual, and it's not that I mean or intend to stay away as long as I do, but there are other projects and things to which I'm working on that takes up my time at times. So, and we're going to work on trying to get a more solid schedule of the uploads, because you guys are blowing up the listens. I'm seeing the listens, and I'm seeing what you guys are gravitating to and what you are really starting to feel. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to find out what the audience is really feeling and to see so that I can concentrate the certain type of posts, of course, so that, you know, I could have things more organized, because I can talk about anything. That's a fact. So I want to make the conversation interesting and make it a conversation and make the posts, the uploads that I do relevant and pertinent to the overall conversation that's going on in the community, or at least start certain conversations that may not be going on, because a lot of people are just all trapped into or distracted by certain things in the mainstream media and celebrities and all this other stuff, which really, and at the end of the day, it's not keeping you informed about anything that's important to your life. It's really programming you on how to think, what to think about something, whatever the subject or topic it is. And it's really not really putting, getting you really, really keeping you informed properly. And hopefully that's what you're listening to the Block Report for, is to be informed, and so that you can actually know how to navigate and make your moves out here correctly and as sharply as possible, because you have the information at hand. Now all you got to do is utilize it and put it to use so that you can come up and win with it. Now, what before I get into what I want to talk about, because I was prepared to talk about a particular subject, and I decided to change it, because what's going on, there's other areas where there's things that are going on that are certainly exciting and more exciting and just opportunity out there that's crazy and it's unseen before. And I wanted to talk about that. And that thing that I wanted to talk about is what's going on with GameStop, that stock on the market. So we're going to talk about that. And what I'll do is I'll do further uploads on the other topics which I want to talk about, which one of them, what we'll do is we'll give you a spoiler alert, an early heads up. And what's going on is that we want to talk about the possible and impending prosecution of former governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, for his role in poisoning the water in Flint, Michigan, and given lead poisoning to that entire population. A lot of people thought that he possibly may have gotten away with what he had done, but apparently he's one of those one of those people who thought they got away or whatever. And during this administration, they're going to try to make some sort of effort. We'll see how serious this administration, which I'm speaking of, meaning the Biden administration, Biden and Harris administration, to make some sort of effort, because I believe they may use his case as sort of like a sacrificial lamb or a certain situation to say that, look, we tried to do something about someone who did something so egregious, because this guy's been out of the governorship and they didn't prosecute him, and now they're prosecuting him and he has an impending prosecution to which he's facing. You know, so while Obama was president, he didn't do anything about it. Now Trump became president, then Biden's now president, and now Governor Rick Snyder is facing prosecution. Matter of fact, we may go ahead. It's just that it's two different sides of the coin. So what we'll do is we'll probably throw in that report as well on that. We'll just have to just segment it and break this up a little bit. So, but let's talk about to start off with what's going on with GameStop, because there's a lot of things that's going on, and you have billionaires, billions of dollars floating around, and billionaires getting into the fray and influencing and doing so on and so forth. And so to me, it's definitely worth to talk about, although it's a very risky, high risk situation, and I don't advise anyone who is not well versed in the realms of the stock market to take any chances and risk their money or life savings in something like this that's going on with GameStop. But I do feel that it does represent, it is something worthy to be talked about, because it presents opportunity for people to, if they know what they're doing, to make a small fortune quickly. And so we're going to talk about that. But before I get into that, let's first let you guys know about all of our contacts. Of course, you can contact the Block Report Podcast at theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com, and you can send in your show topics, people you think that we should have on the podcast, you know, any ideas that you may have. If you're interested in maybe doing an internship with the podcast and learning about podcasting and doing or anything in the media realms, definitely reach out. If you have some comments that you'd like to share and ideas and so on and so forth. Also, you can reach out to the Block Report Podcast on Instagram at the Block Report Podcast, spelled just like how it spelled sounds, the THE Block, BLOCK, Report, REP, sounded like I can't even spell, Report, REPORT, Podcast, PODCAST, okay? So you can reach out there and do like the post that we put up there on the page. And I also post uploads on my page on Twitter as well, TafariXL, TafariXL. And so you can follow me there and get the recent uploads on the podcast from there. You can like it, share it, and stay in tune with what we're doing here on the podcast. One more thing before we proceed. Also, you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all the podcasting or streaming networks, your favorite ones, the top one, the big ones, and such and so on and so forth. All right, now that we got that all out the way, and don't forget, we're broadcasting and podcasting on Anchor FM. Okay, so that's where it originally starts, and then it and then it branches out to Apple, Spotify, and the rest of these guys. All right, now that we got that all out of the way, we can get to the topic at hand and all the question at hand, which is, what is going on with GameStop? Now, a couple weeks back, Bitcoin jumped from 8,000 or something, 8, 10, 11,000 to 20,000. Then it pulled back a little bit, and then it jumped to 30,000, and then over 40,000. And ever since then, it's been hovering around somewhere between 30, it went down to 29, and I think it reached, it touched back around like 36, 37, but it's been between 31 and 34,000 for the last week or week and a half. So if you guys are investors in crypto, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and so on and so forth, then this might be interesting to you. And if you aren't an investor in it, then it might be interesting to you as well anyway, to find out what's going on. Because if you haven't been into it, there's been a huge, huge, huge gains and moves in the cryptocurrency as well realm, between Bitcoin and the other one. There's another one, because there's quite a few of them, but there's another one which looks like it may become another Bitcoin, as far as reaching levels of possibly 10,000. I think some people say maybe 20,000, and that one is called Ethereum. Ethereum right now is at the peak that it reached was around like 1,480, but at the time, at the same time when Bitcoin was rising from 10 to 40,000, Ethereum was at about $600. And so Ethereum has doubled itself and a bit more in about a month and a half. So it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time to be investing into these kinds of things, although it comes with risk, but it definitely is exciting. So what's going on right now with GameStop is that there's a battle. I don't want to call it a war. War kind of sounds serious, but there's a battle between some retail investors that have been attributed to a group on Reddit called Wall Street Bets, and between them and some short sellers, which is a lot of the short sellers are hedge fund managers with lots of money. In particular, let me pull up the information here so I can actually use the names of the people, of the individuals correctly. So if you, Wall Street Bets is a forum, and with over 2 million, participants on Reddit, and they speak about stocks. And they talk about stocks that they like, and in particular stocks that they that they're interested in and want to see go up and would like to invest in and investigate and research and so on and so forth. Although they like to call themselves, they drop emojis and things and call say things like to the moon. They want to take the stock to the moon. It's actually kind of entertaining if you know. They're not researchers per se, or financial nerds per se. I wouldn't call them that. They're just people that sort of have a conviction. A lot of people say that these participants are young people. I'm not sure. From some of the things, yes, you could tell some of them are some young people, maybe possibly in their 20s, but I can't say that all of the individuals on here, on that platform or in the Wall Street Bets are in their 20s. There's nothing that definitively points that out. Now, But yeah, so there's they are battling with these hedge fund managers and short, these people that are going short in a stock called GameStop. And the people they're battling with, I know one of them, I'm trying to find their names for you guys. One is Melvin Capital, I believe it's Melvin Capital. And then you have a guy who basically he came out and his name was Andrew Left, who he's known in the circles of Wall Street and in the financial markets. And he came out and basically said that he made a report and said that basically, you know, GameStop is a stock that would basically wouldn't go more than $20 or could go less than $20. So he received some backlash. There, it's been attributed to some of the people from Wall Street Bets. I don't have any evidence of that, but that's what it's been. That's who it's been attributed to them. And and so he received some backlash and he said some threats as well. So from that point on, this stock has from, let's see, this stock, I think what it's rated as, let me pull up GME stock price. I believe I saw it say something like within the last 6 months, it's up over 2,000%. So let me check that out correctly. So this stock has doubled. It did like it has doubled and then doubled and then just gone bananas. All right, yes. Yeah. So in the last 6 months, let me see here now. Gotta pull up my thing here. All right, so I see the price, but they're not giving me the. All right. Let me pull up this platform real quick, guys, and then we'll see it. I should be able to see it exactly. But yeah, it's been an exciting time. It's been exciting to watch. It's kind of crazy because essentially GameStop is a company that no one would really expect that for their stock because of their business model, which is kind of obsolete at this point. Because people are downloading video games from their game consoles nowadays. And GameStop is a store where you would go to go in and walk in and then trade games or buy games and so on and so forth. So, okay, I'm pulling it up right now. Pulling it up right now, guys, and then we can go ahead. I'm pulling it up right now so we could try to look at this thing here. See what's going on, guys. Get something to give me the correct numbers. Yeah, so as I was saying, so and then we can get into the story. While I'm pulling, all right, here we go. So there it is. Okay, let's pull this up. Perfect. Nice, nice. Okay. So the stock in 1 year is up 4,882% with a gain of over $205 in 1 year. Currently, right now, after hours, the stock is at $209.25. The stock opened up this morning. Well, not this morning, but the stock opened up on January 26 at around, let me see, what does it say here? Come on. Thing, where are you at? All right. It's showing me other information that I'm not really wanting to see right now. Okay, it opened up $71.19 today, 61 after hours, so $132. So it opened up at around like 77, around $78, $80 on January 26th, right? And it had reached a high on January 25th of $159. So this stock kind of it fluctuates and it moves. Matter of fact, I can tell you the exact open. Here we go, 88.56. Sorry about that, guys. So it opened up on January 26th at 88.56, and it reached a high on January 25th of 159. And it was halted about 9 times on January 25th on Monday, and it was halted 5 times on Tuesday, January 26th. So this stock, I'm going to show you something. This stock, 3 months ago, you could have bought for $12.69 on October 27th, 2020. And it's now over $200. And as I said, it's essentially they're a retail chain of video games, consumer electronics and wireless services. So their business model really is outdated. However, there's news that the CEO of Chewy, which is the pet company that basically Chewy does. I'll tell you what, guys, what Chewy does. He became a CEO. He bought 15% of the company, and he also got, let me give you the guy's name too. He also has three board seats on the company. Let's see right here. I may be able to pull up his name now. I should have all this stuff up and ready, but I'm painfully going through the process of giving the details, because I don't want this to just be cut and dry for you guys. I want you to be fully informed. So I'm trying to talk about this, bring this information as if it's the first time you're hearing about it and you know nothing at all about it. All right, so bear with me. All right, so it's so Chewy, they're an e-commerce business that supplies pet medication, food, treats, and other pet health products and services for dogs, catfish, birds, small pets, horses, and reptiles. So that's what Chewy does. They provide those things for your pets. Now, I don't see I can see his name here. All right, well, they got a different guy's name. I forgot the guy's name, but is it here? Yes. Okay, I found him. So this is the guy who's now bought 15% of GameStop, and that's Ryan Cohen. So he was one of the founders of Chewy, him and Michael Day. And actually, so Ryan Cohen bought 15% of GameStop and has 3 board seats on there. So ever since that situation and that came out, and then when the guys who came out with the Andrew Left that came out and said he was short in GameStop, the stock has just gone bananas. 1 month ago, the stock was at $21.12. All right. A week ago, because last Friday when it closed on the 22nd and went up to about, on January 22nd, it went up to over $70 at one point, and it closed at over $64. So from $64 on Friday, January 22nd, to over $209 on Tuesday, January 26th. So what's going on here, as the financial and Wall Street analysts and people in the market know, is that this is called a short squeeze, because the shorts, the people who are shorting the stock, basically what they do is they buy the stocks low at a low price and hope to sell at a higher price. So they buy it low to sell it high, but they want, that's the only way they can get a profit. So they buy it lower, or borrow it lower because they're borrowing the stocks and they want to sell it higher, but because they know when they sell the stock, the price will dip. So they borrow it, hold it. If it goes up even 10 cents, 5 cents, sell it, make a profit, the stock goes down. All right, so these shorts, now I'm not the best at explaining this, but I'm going to do my best to try to give you guys what's going on. And you can always get a more clearer information on this from other resources. For instance, you know, people that would do a better job at explaining what the short strategy and all of that. A couple places I would say you could check this out. You could go to the forums, where it's discussed. You can check out Seeking Alpha. Seeking Alpha has threads on what's going on with GameStop right now. You could check out Jim Cramer. He's explaining that, and other financial advisors financial advisors or finance experts that can go ahead and give you more of a better explanation. You could even Google it, and I'm sure you'll come up with either one of the examples that which I've already presented to get further detail and information. But essentially, the short, like I said, I'm breaking it down to the simplest compound so we can just get that, the nitty gritty. The short buys the stock at a lower price, waits for it to go up a little bit higher, sells it at a higher price. That little bit that they got by selling at a higher price, that's where they get their profit. And then the stock goes lower because they sold all those stocks. So essentially, that's what the shorts are doing. They also bet on the stock price going lower. So that's their thing. So what happens is people who the Wall Street Bets crowd, there's a part of shorting a stock that can be very risky and dangerous. And that part is that if you borrow the stocks, or you bet that the stock, or if you borrow the stock and you're betting that the stock will go lower, but it doesn't, then you have to cover. And in order to cover, you have to borrow or buy more stocks. So you end up having to keep buying. And the more stocks that they keep buying, the higher the price of the stock, the higher the stock price goes. So it becomes, as they're saying in the financial world, it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy and a feedback loop, because the shorts have to keep buying the stocks in order to fulfill. Because if the stock price goes higher, they bought it at a price, but they're going to have to pay back what they borrowed it at. So they can't pay it back at a lesser price. So they have to pay it back. And their whole thing is for them to make a profit. So let's see. So that's what's going on. And the stock price is just going crazy. And you have people on YouTube on these right. So, okay. So, you have people on YouTube, you have people on Wall Street Bets, that, you know, they're all gassing it up. They're all gassing it up like, yeah, buy more GameStop, buy more GameStop. We're going to take this stock to the moon. So that's just what's going on with that. And then you have, let me look into this here. Right. Okay. Here it goes. So let me give an explanation. I'm going to explain that short and stop because in another way, maybe this would be more clarifying and clear for you guys. Shorting or short selling is when an investor borrows shares and immediately sells them, hoping he or she can scoop them up later at a lower price, return them to the lender, and pocket the difference. But shorting is much riskier than buying stocks, or what's known as taking a long position. So I said this, but I might not have said it where it was that clear. So they buy the stocks, then sell them, but then they're looking to get them at a lower price and then return them to the lender and pocket the difference. But if the stock price goes up, they have to still buy the stocks, and now it costed them money, and they return the stocks to the lender, and now they're losing money. But the interesting thing is, that they're pointing out is that the people that are shorting GameStop are not backing down. So that's why I said it's a battle between the short sellers in GameStop and the Wall Street Bets crowd, and possibly other people that are getting involved too. Because here we have Elon Musk and Chamath Palihapitiya, two billionaires, tweeting about the stock. Elon Musk just tweeted one word, game stock. And basically, after he did that, the stock rocketed and soared like another 50% and or more. And soared like over 50% after market, after hours. Chamath Palihapitiya, who was one of the builders of Facebook. Once it got established, he wasn't there like as a founder, but he came in and helped make Facebook what it eventually became, the powerhouse that it was. He's also now like a venture capitalist billionaire who has like about a dozen SPACs out there. SPACs are special purpose acquisition corporations, which are basically companies that are not companies. They call blank check companies. They're entities that raise money in the hopes of looking to acquire an established or already established existing company, and then taking it public and putting it on the market. So that's what that is. So he has like about a dozen of those out there now. One of the companies which he did with that, that a lot of people who are in the Robin Hood sector or in the market may know about is Virgin Galactic. If I'm correct, yeah, Virgin Galactic. Which is basically, he's trying to do a commercial space travel kind of situation with that. Like a tourism in space. I mean, that's the initial description. I'm sure if I got a chance to talk with him and ask him, I don't know if he would break it down as simple as that. May say it differently. You never know. But anyway, so that's what. So he bought some what they call call options in there. And I don't want to get too deep into all that because then I'd be breaking down all this market stuff or whatever. But basically, he got into the fray and got in there and was talking about the stuff. But anyway, so it's, if you want to get more information on this, you can go to SeekingAlphaMarketWatch.com and check this stuff out. So you could, and just type in GameStop, and I'm sure you see the articles and the threads that come up that will be speaking about what's going on with this stock, because it's insane. But and you could also YouTube it, check it out. There's tons of YouTube videos, people speaking on it out there right now currently. So we'll keep an eye on it, because the market will be opening soon in a few hours, and we'll see if the stock continues to rise. And what I'll do is I'll be making a post on the Instagram page for the Block Report podcast for this particular upload, and as well I'll update on what happens during the day or towards the at least parts of the day on January 27th, what happens with GameStop. Because it's going to be quite interesting, because after hours on January 27th, you have companies like Apple and Tesla that will be reporting their earnings. And a lot of people who are investors and traders will be having their eyes on that event. So now that we got through all of that, what we're going to do, we're going to take a short pause for channel identification and message. And then we'll come with the next segment about Governor Rick Snyder and the impending prosecution of Governor Rick Snyder. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back kicking some more real talk that you can't get anywhere else but on the Block Report podcast. What's going on, y'all? This is the Block Report podcast. I'm your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And yes, it's been a while since our last upload, and there's been a lot going on. Of course, as usual, and it's not that I mean or intend to stay away as long as I do, but there are other projects and things to which I'm working on that takes up my time at times. So, and we're going to work on trying to get a more solid schedule of the uploads, because you guys are blowing up the listens. I'm seeing the listens, and I'm seeing what you guys are gravitating to and what you are really starting to feel. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to find out what the audience is really feeling and to see so that I can concentrate the certain type of posts, of course, so that, you know, I could have things more organized, because I can talk about anything. That's a fact. So, but I want to make the conversation interesting and make it a conversation and make the posts, the uploads that I do, relevant and pertinent to the overall conversation that's going on in the community, or at least start certain conversations that may not be going on, because a lot of people are just all trapped into or distracted by certain things in the mainstream media and celebrities and all this other stuff, which really, and at the end of the day, it's not keeping you informed about anything that's important to your life. It's really programming you on how to think about something, whatever the subject or topic it is. And it's really not really putting, getting you really, really keeping you informed properly. And hopefully that's what you're listening to the Block Report for, is to be informed, and so that you can actually know how to navigate and make your moves out here correctly and as sharply as possible, because you have the information at hand. Now all you got to do is utilize it and put it to use so that you can come up and win with it. Now, what before I get into what I want to talk about, because there I had actually, I was prepared to talk about a particular subject, and I decided to change it because what's going on, there's other areas where there's things that are going on that are certainly exciting and more exciting and and just opportunity out there that's crazy and it's unseen before. And I wanted to talk about that. And that thing that I wanted to talk about is what's going on with GameStop, that stock on the market. So we're going to talk about that. And what I'll do is I'll do further uploads on the other topics which I want to talk about, which one of them, what we'll do is we'll give you a spoiler alert, an early heads up. And what's going on is that we want to talk about the possible impending prosecution of former governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, for his role in poisoning the water in Flint, Michigan, and basically giving lead poisoning to that entire population. A lot of people thought that he possibly may have gotten away with what he had done, but apparently he's one of those that's gonna one of those people who thought they got away or whatever, and during this administration they're going to try to make some sort of effort. We'll see how serious this administration, which I'm speaking of, meaning the Biden administration, Biden and Harris administration, to make some sort of effort, because I believe they may use his case as sort of like a sacrificial lamb or a certain situation to say that, look, we tried to do something about someone who did something so egregious, because this guy's been out of the governorship and they didn't prosecute him. And now they're prosecuting him and he has an impending prosecution to which he's facing. You know, so while Obama was president, he didn't do anything about it. Now Trump became president, then Biden's now president, and now Governor Rick Snyder is facing prosecution. Matter of fact, we may go ahead. It's just that it's two different sides of the coin. So what we'll do is we'll probably throw in that report as well on that. We'll just have to just segment it and break this up a little bit. So, but let's talk about I want to start off with what's going on with GameStop, because there's a lot of things that's going on and you have billionaires, billions of dollars floating around and billionaires getting into the fray and influencing and doing so on and so forth. And so to me, it's definitely worth to talk about, although it's a very risky, high risk situation. And I don't advise anyone who is not well versed in the in the realms of the stock market to take any chances and risk their money or life savings in something like this that's going on with GameStop. But I do feel that it does represent, it is something worthy to be talked about, because it presents opportunity for people to, if they know what they're doing, to make a small fortune quickly. And so we're going to talk about that. But before I get into that, let's first let you guys know about all of our contacts. Of course, you can contact the Block Report Podcast at theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com. And you can send in your show topics, people you think that we should have on the podcast. You know, any ideas that you may have. If you're interested in maybe doing an internship with the podcast and learning about podcasting and doing or anything in the media realms, definitely reach out. if you have some comments that you'd like to share and ideas and so on and so forth. Also, you can reach out to the Block Report Podcast on Instagram at the Block Report Podcast, spelled just like I would spell sounds, the THE Block BLOCK Report REP, sounded like I can't even spell report, REPORT Podcast, PODCAST. Okay. So you can reach out there and do like the post that we put up there on the page. And I also post uploads on my page on Twitter as well, TafariXL, TafariXL. And so you can follow me there and get the recent uploads on the podcast from there. You can like it, share it, and stay in tune with what we're doing here on the podcast. One more thing before we proceed. Also, you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all the podcasting and or streaming networks, your favorite ones, the top one, the big ones, the and such and so on and so forth. All right, now that we got that all out the way, and don't forget, we're broadcasting and podcasting on Anchor FM. Okay, so that's where it originally starts, and then it branches out to Apple, Spotify, and the rest of these guys. All right, now that we got that all out of the way, we can get to the topic at hand and or the question at hand, which is, what is going on with GameStop? Now, a couple weeks back, Bitcoin jumped from 8,000 or something, 8, 10, 11,000 to 20,000. Then it pulled back a little bit. And then it jumped to 30,000 and then over 40,000. And ever since then, it's been hovering around somewhere between 30. It went down to 29. And I think it touched back around like 36, 37. But it's been between 31 and 34,000 for the last week or week and a half. So if you guys are investors in crypto, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and so on and so forth, then this might be interesting to you. And if you aren't an investor in it, then it might be interesting to you as well anyway to find out what's going on. Because if you haven't been into it, there's been a huge, huge, huge gains and moves in the cryptocurrency as well realm, between Bitcoin and the other one. There's another one, because there's quite a few of them, but there's another one which looks like it may become another Bitcoin as far as reaching levels of possibly 10 or 20, that 10,000. I think some people say maybe 20,000, and that one is called Ethereum. Ethereum right now is at the peak that it reached was around like 1480. 1,480, but at the time, at the same time when Bitcoin was rising from 10 to 40,000, Ethereum was at about $600. And so Ethereum has doubled itself and a bit more in about a month and a half. So it's an exciting time to be invested into these kinds of things, although it comes with risk, but it definitely is exciting. So what's going on right now with GameStop is that there's a battle. I don't want to call it a war. A war kind of sounds serious, but there's a battle between some retail investors that have been attributed to a group on Reddit called Wall Street Bets. And and between them and some short sellers, which is a lot of the short sellers are from are hedge fund managers with lots of money. In particular, what was this? Let me pull up the information here so I can actually use the names of the people, of the individuals correctly. So if you Wall Street Bets is a forum, and with over 2 million participants on Reddit, and they speak about stocks, and they talk about stocks that they like, and in particular stocks that they that they're interested in and want to see go up and would like to invest in and investigate and research and so on and so forth. Although they like to call themselves, they drop emojis and things and call, say things like to the moon. They want to take the stock to the moon. It's actually kind of entertaining if you know, they're not researchers per se, or financial, you know, or financial nerds per se. I wouldn't call them that. They're just people that sort of have a conviction. A lot of people say that these participants are young people. I'm not sure. From some of the things, yes, you could tell some of them are some young people, maybe possibly in their 20s, but I can't say that all of the individuals on here, on that platform or in the Wall Street Bets are in their 20s. There's nothing that definitively points that out. Now, but yeah, so they are battling with these hedge fund managers and short, these people that are going short in a stock called GameStop. And the people they're battling with, I know one of them, I'm trying to find their names for you guys. One is Melvin Capital, I believe it's Melvin Capital. And then you have a guy who basically he came out and his name was Andrew Left, who he's known in the circles of Wall Street and in the financial markets. And he came out and basically said that he made a report and said that basically, you know, GameStop is a stock that would basically wouldn't go more than $20 or could go less than $20. So he received some backlash. There, it's been attributed to some of the people from Wall Street Bets. I don't have any evidence of that, but that's what it's been. That's who it's been attributed to them. And so he received some backlash, and he says some threats as well. So from that point on, this stock has from, let's see, this stock, I think what it's rated as, let me pull up GME stock price. I believe I saw it say something like within the last 6 months, it's up over 2,000%. So let me check that out correctly. So this stock has doubled. It did like it has doubled and then just gone bananas. All right, yes. So in the last 6 months, let me see here now. Gotta pull up my thing here. All right, so I see the price, but they're not giving me the. All right, let me pull up this platform real quick, guys, and then we'll see it. I should be able to see it exactly. But yeah, it's been an exciting time. It's been an exciting time. It's been exciting to watch. It's kind of crazy because essentially GameStop is a company that no one would really expect that for their stock because of their business model, which is kind of obsolete at this point, because people are downloading video games from their game consoles nowadays, and GameStop is a store where you would go to go in and walk in and then trade games or buy games and so on and so forth. So, okay, I'm pulling it up right now. Pulling it up right now, guys, and then we can go ahead. I'm pulling it up right now so we could try to look at this thing here. See what's going on, guys. Get something to give me the correct numbers. Yeah, so as I was saying, and then we can get into the story. While I'm pulling, all right, here we go. So there it is. Okay, let's pull this up. Perfect. Nice, nice. Okay, so the stock in 1 year is up 4,882%. With a gain of over $205 in 1 year. Currently, right now, after hours, the stock is at $209.25. The stock opened up this morning. Well, not this morning, but the stock opened up on January 26 at around, let me see, what does it say here? What does it say here? Come on. Thing, where are you at? All right. It's showing me other information that I'm not really wanting to see right now. Okay, it opened up $71.19 today, 61 after hours, so $132. So it opened up at around like 77, around $78, $80 on January 26th, right? And it had reached a high on January 25th of $159. So this stock kind of it fluctuates and it moves. Matter of fact, I can tell you the exact open. Here we go, 88.56. Sorry about that, guys. So it opened up on January 26th at 88.56. And it reached a high on January 25th of 159. And it was halted about 9 times on January 25th on Monday. And it was halted 5 times on Tuesday, January 26th. So this stock, I'm going to show you something. This stock, 3 months ago, you could have bought for $12.69 on October 27, 2020. And it's now over $200. And as I said, it's essentially they're a retail chain of video games, consumer electronics and wireless services. So their business model really is outdated. However, there's news that the CEO of Chewy, which is the pet company that basically Chewy does, I'll tell you what, guys, what Chewy does. He became a CEO. He went over the, he bought 15% of the company, and he also got, I'm gonna give you the guy's name too. He also has three board seats on the company. So let's see right here. I may be able to pull up his name now. I should have all this stuff up and ready, but I'm painfully going through the process of giving the details because I don't want this to just be cut and dry for you guys. I want you to be fully informed. So I'm trying to talk about this, bring this information as if it's the first time you're hearing about it and you know nothing at all about it. All right, so bear with me. All right, so it's yeah, so Chewie, they do their e-commerce business that supplies pet medication, food, treats, and other pet health products and services for dogs, catfish, birds, small pets, horses, and reptiles. So that's what Chewie does. They provide those things for your pets. Now, I don't see the hold up, wait. I can see his name here. All right, well, they got a different guy's name. I forgot the guy's name, but is it here? Yes. Okay. I found him. So this is the guy who's now moved who bought 15% of GameStop, and that's Ryan Cohen. So he was one of the founders of Chewy, him and Michael Day. And actually, yeah. So Ryan Cohen bought 15% of GameStop and has three board seats on there. So ever since that situation and that came out, and then when the these guys that decide that the guys who came out with the Andrew Left that came out and said he was short in GameStop, the stock has just gone bananas. 1 month ago, the stock was at 21.12. All right, a week ago, because last Friday when it closed on the 22nd, it went up to about on January 22nd, it went up to over $70 at one point, and it closed at six, over six, $64. So from $64 on Friday, January 22nd, to over $209 on Tuesday, January 26th. So what's going on here as the financial and Wall Street analysts and people in the market know is that this is called a short squeeze, because the shorts, the people who are short in the stock, basically what they do is they buy the stocks low at a low price and hope to sell at a higher price. So they buy it low to sell it high, but that's the only way they can get a profit. So they buy it lower or borrow. They borrow it lower because they're borrowing the stocks and they want to sell it higher, but because they know when they sell the stock, the price will dip. So they borrow it, hold it. If it goes up even 10 cent, 5 cent, sell it, make a profit, the stock goes down. All right, so these shorts. Now, I'm not the best at explaining this, but I'm gonna do my best to try to give you guys what's going on. And you can always get a more clearer information on this from other resources. For instance, people that would do a better job at explaining this what the short strategy and all of that. A couple places I would say you could check this out. You could go to the forums, where it's discussed. You could check out Seeking Alpha. Seeking Alpha has threads on what's going on with GameStop right now. You could check out Jim Cramer. He's explaining that, and other financial advisors that find well, or people who are financial advisors or finance experts that can go ahead and give you more of a better explanation. You could even Google it, and I'm sure you'll come up with either one of the examples that which I've already presented to get further detail and information. But essentially, the short. Like I said, I'm breaking it down to the simplest compound so we can just get that the nitty-gritty. The short buys the stock at a lower price, waits for it to go up a little bit higher, sells it at a higher price. That little bit that they got by selling at a higher price, that's where they get their profit. And then the stock goes lower because they sold all those stocks. So essentially, that's what the shorts are doing. They also bet on the stock price going lower. So that's their thing. So what happens is people who the Wall Street Bets crowd, they are there's a part in when there's There's a part of shorting a stock that can be very risky and dangerous. And that part is that if you borrow the stocks or you bet that the stock, or if you borrow the stock and you're betting that the stock will go lower, but it doesn't, then you have to cover. And in order to cover, you have to borrow or buy more stocks. So you end up having to keep buying, and the more stocks that they keep buying, the higher the price of the stock, the higher the stock price goes. So it becomes, as they're saying in the financial world, it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy and a feedback loop, because the shorts have to keep buying the stocks in order to fulfill. Because if the stock price goes higher, they bought it at a price, but they're going to have to pay back what they borrowed it at. So they can't pay it back at a lesser price. So they have to pay it back. And their whole thing is for them to make a profit. So that's what's going on. And the stock price is just going crazy. And you have people on YouTube on these right. So, okay, so you have people on YouTube, you have people on Wall Street Bets that, you know, they're all gassing it up. They're all gassing it up like, yeah, buy more GameStop. We're going to take this stock to the moon. So that's just what's going on with that. And then you have, let me look into this here. Right. Okay. Here it goes. So let me give an explanation. I'm going to explain that shorting stock because in another way, maybe this would be more clarifying and clear for you guys. Shorting or short selling is when an investor borrows shares and immediately sells them, hoping he or she can scoop them up later at a lower price, return them to the lender, and pocket the difference. But shorting is much riskier than buying stocks, or what's known as taking a long position. So just, I said this, but I might not have said it where it was that clear. So they buy the stocks, then sell them, but then they're looking to get them at a lower price and then return them to the lender and pocket the difference. But if the stock price goes up, they have to still buy the stocks, and now it costed them money. And they return the stocks to the lender, and now they're losing money. But the interesting thing is, what that they're pointing out is that the people that are shorting GameStop are not backing down. So that's why I said it's a battle between the short sellers in GameStop and the Wall Street Bets crowd, and possibly other people that are getting involved too. Because here we have Elon Musk and Chamath Palihapitiya, two billionaires, tweeting about the stock. Elon Musk just tweeted one word, game stock. And basically, after he did that, the stock rocketed and soared like another 50% and or more. And soared like over 50% after market, after hours. Chamath Palihapitiya, who was one of the builders of Facebook once it got established. He wasn't there like as a founder, but he came in and helped make Facebook what it eventually became, the powerhouse that it was. He's also now like a venture capitalist billionaire who has like about a dozen SPACs out there. SPACs are special purpose acquisition corporations, which are basically companies that are not companies. They're just, they call blank check companies. They're They're entities that raise money in the hopes of looking to acquire an established or already established present company, existing company, and then taking it public and putting it on the market. So that's what that is. So he has like about a dozen of those out there now. One of the companies which he did with that, that a lot of people who are in the Robinhood sector or in the market may know about is Virgin Galactic. If I'm correct, yeah, Virgin Galactic. And which is basically, he's trying to do a commercial space travel kind of situation with that, like a tourism in space. I mean, that's the initial description. I'm sure if I got a chance to talk with him and ask him, I don't know if he would break it down as simple as that. May say it differently. You never know. But anyway, so that's what. So he bought some what they call call options in there. And I don't want to get too deep into all that because then I'd be breaking down all this market stuff or whatever. But basically, he got into the fray and got in there and was talking about the stuff. But anyway, so it's if you want to get more information on this, you can go to SeekingAlphaMarketWatch.com and check this stuff out. So you could and just type in GameStop, and I'm sure you see the articles and the threads that come up that will be speaking about what's going on with this stock because it's insane. But and you could also YouTube it, check it out. There's tons of YouTube videos, people speaking on it out there right now currently. So we'll keep an eye on it because and the market will be opening soon in a few hours, and we'll see if the stock continues to rise. And what I'll do is I'll be making a post on the Instagram page for the Block Report podcast for this particular upload. And as well, I'll update on what happens during the day or towards the at least parts of the day on January 27th, what happens with GameStop. Because it's going to be quite interesting because after hours on January 27th, you have companies like Apple and Tesla that will be reporting their earnings. And a lot of people who are investors and traders will be having their eyes on that event. So now that we got through all of that, what we're going to do, we're going to take a short pause for channel identification and message. And then we'll come with the next segment about Governor Rick Snyder and the impending prosecution of Governor Rick Snyder. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back kicking some more real talk that you can't get anywhere else but on the Block Report podcast.